We're going to make a double ribbon bow, and in the end, I'm going to show you two different ways that you can get two different results. So first, you want two ribbons. Now, you can use two ribbons of the same size, or you can do what I'm doing and use two ribbons of two different sizes. This is a little more difficult. You need a wire cutters, you need a pair of scissors, and then you need either a pipe cleaner, or I have a floral wire that's wrapped in some floral tape to make it a little easier. It gives it a tackiness to work with. So I'm starting by flipping it over, and I'm going to twist, and I'm going to hold the ribbon very carefully and twist each time. Holding both ribbons at the same time. And since I have two ribbons going at once, I don't need as many loops. So here we have four. And five. Twist. Pull out ribbon, all kinds of ribbon to begin with, but you always need more. So now I've made eight loops, but it's twice as many. Whoops, twice as many loops because I'm doing two ribbons at once. So here we'll do 10. And that's actually 20 loops, 10 times 2. I'm going to cut off, get rid of my extra ribbon, get that out of the way. Take my wire, put it through, and make a really tight V and twist it. And then I will cut off the extra wire. And then we're going to put it on a package because I want to show you two different outcomes because we're only part way there. Now we're ready to put the bow on the package. And I'm starting off with the bow still looking like ribbon candy, which is kind of a cool look. And I'm going to tie it onto the package, and I have two options. I can either keep the ribbon with this yellow on top of the purple, which works if your two ribbons are two different sizes like I have here. And then you just pull them apart, but keep the smaller ribbon on top of the larger ribbon. But like I mentioned, when I pick the two ribbons, you can use two ribbons that are exactly the same size. And in that case, you're going to want to pull them apart. So I'm going to show you, if you want to pull them apart, this is how you do it. You just separate the ribbons. And in this case, my larger ribbon is purple, or technically it's aubergine, and my other ribbon is yellow, the smaller one. So you can switch them back and forth and just make sure that they're mixed up a bit instead of lots of purples next to one another and lots of yellows next to one another. And then you can cut the extra ribbons either on an angle, or I just did that opposite to what I wanted to do, or in points. And I have a couple more down here. And one over here. And then fluff it. So again, if you use two ribbons that are the same size in this method to get them all mixed in, you definitely want to separate them. But if you use different sizes, you can either keep them like I had a minute ago, where the smaller ribbon is on top of the larger one, or you can separate them as I'm doing here. And then you just fluff them till they look like you want. Just keep turning the package. And sometimes I want to switch the order of where they are. And that's how you make a double ribbon bow. With a double ribbon bow, practice makes perfect. To learn more about making many kinds of bows, go to www.howtomakebowsforgiftsandmore.com.